So I spoke with Alicia Adah this week, a writer and director and curator of My Queer, a multidisciplinary theatre show at Basement. The show consists of Polynesian and Māori queer and gender diverse stories on their relationship with their grandmothers. We talk about bridging the intergenerational gap, changes around the dialogue in the community, and the struggles faced currently.
My Queer is a multidisciplinary work, and it explores the real life experiences of Polynesian, queer and genderqueer people, specifically in their relationships with their grandmothers, a celebration of the elderly women who came before us.
Was there anything behind why you decided to focus on grandmothers?
Yeah, so it was heavily inspired by my own grandmother, actually. And I went to a marae for a school trip, and someone explained being in the wharenui as in being in the womb. So I kind of just got into the spell of creation, where I started drawing pictures inspired by creation and kind of coming back to the innocence of where we were in the womb.
How's the process been so far? Because you're working with a bunch of different artists.
Yeah, the process has been quite an experience, because different artists, but also because everyone's tapping into their own personal experiences. And some of them are experiences where, like myself, have lost my grandmother, they've lost theirs. And so they're tapping into that painful time in order to express what we are putting out in the show.
How have you found dialogues about queer identity within Māori communities been so far? Like, has it been productive? Has it been good?
Yeah, so I think we're kind of heading into a time where, pre-colonial time, gender, even the word gender, you know, that's a Western word that's come into our society. So I think the way that Māori and Polynesia are going, we're kind of tapping into how we were before. I think after all the shenanigans that happened during Auckland Pride, I noticed that a lot of Polynesian people were being spoken for. And so this is a place where the LGBT plus community, who are Polynesian, this is a place for them to speak, because we do have a portion at the end of the show, each show, that is open up for discussion. Yeah, it's very healing, this show. Ultimately, that's what we're here for, is acknowledgement of the good times and the bad times, and then we move forward.
Do you feel like currently in creative arts there's space for Polynesian queer voices specifically, you know, with that intersectionality?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. There's some absolute powerhouses that are doing amazing things at the moment. Even, for example, Coven, yeah. Faswag. We're packing it the night after Talofa Papa are performing, and if you look at a lot of Basement programming specifically this year, yeah, there are a lot of works being put on by Polynesian people, and a lot, not all, but a lot of those are, yeah, part of the rainbow community.
Sounds like, yeah, things are moving on up. That's good.
Yeah, and it's good. And I think one thing that I love about Basement, it's in the heart of the city. Like, a lot of work's happening out west and out south that are like Polynesian voices, and this is a way of like breaking into the central city and being like, we're here. Whakarongo mai. Yeah. You know,
make that stance.
Yeah, but it is serious. The content is quite serious while we're having a good time, but it's a very spiritual space. There are going to be a lot of feelings for the artists and a lot of feelings for everyone who comes. So,
has there been anything you noticed about, I guess, dialogues about queer identity between intergenerational barriers?
Yeah, so I have noticed that a lot of people from the older generations, even if it's just from our parents' age, are acknowledging with research, with words such as like takatapui, that is an indicator that Māori people specifically were fluid in their identities. This does explore that older generation of grandparents and kind of like their reactions, their views, because one of the things that the show is based on is letters that I wrote to my nana that was apologising for being gay, because I wouldn't be meeting her in heaven as we had always planned. And I think because a lot of Polynesian islands, yeah, Pacific Islands, they're quite religious. And so it does explore what would it have been like if that generation hadn't their reo taken from them. But I think we also need to acknowledge that they went through some things that might have made it harder for them to accept where we are. So, for example, my nana used to play the lotto every week, but when she'd go into Whitkills, she'd always go and check to see if anyone from church was there, because that's gambling. And so it explores, like, perhaps she did support me in my being takatapui, but maybe she just felt like she couldn't openly support me because of judgments that she might have got from the church.
What do you feel like are some of the biggest struggles for queer Māori Polynesian people right now?
Wow, that's a huge question.
Big question, but I thought...
I think one of the struggles at the moment is being given the space to perform their art or to do their work to the best of their abilities, like you see in workplaces. I know that I personally will look at people around my office and think, how come it's not a Polynesian person doing that? Mm-hmm. How come it's not a Māori person doing that? So I think one of the biggest issues is like actually being given access to that space. Like, for example, Milk and Honey was last week.
Yeah.
Looked absolutely spectacular. It was a phenomenal like kaupapa. But then someone like me will always wonder, like, could there have been more Polynesian people in that lineup?
Do you feel like right now there is enough support given?
Well,
Sorry for grilling you.
That's a really good question.
Hmm.
I just think that it's not on people's priority list to have representation from all corners, because there are many amazing artists out there. So I think that possibly people aren't thinking like, oh, I'd really love to get some more Polynesian voices in there, you know, or like Indigenous voices.
Final question, just sort of another one. Polynesian culture or Māori culture, do you think they're more accepting of queer identities?
I think in our generation there's a bit more acceptance, but that probably because as a person of colour you experience so much adversity. You know, if I walked down the street in track pants and a hoodie with my hood up, society might have taught certain people to think that I was scary. And so I think when you face judgments every day, like I get my own personal bodyguards at Farmers, you experience those things every day. You kind of learn to not treat other people like that because you know firsthand that it's up.
My Queer opens next Tuesday and is running for 2 weeks.